The Milwaukee Brewers start their postseason play Thursday at Miller Park against the Colorado Rockies. It'll be game one of the best of five National League Division Series. It's been 7 years since the Brewers last made it to the Major League Baseball playoffs. One thing that's changed since 2011 is Milwaukee's increased use of analytics, or data analysis, to try to win games. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbuck takes a closer look.
Analytics, or sometimes for baseball called sabermetrics, has been around for decades, but it came to more prominence in the 2000s and in 2011 with the Sony Pictures movie Moneyball. In the film, a math whiz, played by Jonah Hill, explains one of the concepts.
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
The Brewers' front office now employs people with titles like analytics developer and sports science baseball research analyst. Their boss is Brewers' general manager David Stearns, a Harvard graduate who was hired 3 years ago from the Houston Astros, a team that heavily used analytics while building a powerhouse. As the Brewers took batting practice last week, Stearns said his approach starts with gathering all the information he can.
Data can come in a variety of different formats. It can come in numbers. It can come in some of the granular elements we're able to pick up about a baseball game right now, like the spin rate of a baseball or how fast the ball is being hit by a batter. It can also come in the form of subjective evaluation. And so what we try to do is combine all that information, glean the predictive elements from all of it, and then use that information to help us inform our decision-making processes.
Stern says the data analysis affects a lot of what the team does, including where they position their infielders. The Brewers have also used analytics, as well as more traditional scouting, to acquire some lesser-known players from other teams or pick up higher-profile players who the data say still have it. Take, for example, Lorenzo Cain. Racine-based baseball writer Max Niebuhr says data analysis of Cain's ability to get on base is one reason Stearns signed the outfielder to a big free agent contract this year.
Because he understood that even though Lorenzo Cain might not be going out there and hitting 30 homers and driving in 100 guys, there's a lot of underlying value there.
Niebuhr, who writes for the publication Call to the Pen, says baseball now focuses less on batting average and instead on OPS, which is on-base percentage plus slugging percentage, a longtime measurement that gives more weight to extra base hits. Some fans don't like the focus on analytics or sabermetrics, saying it takes some of the human element or chance out of the game, and that shifting of defenders for one batter delays the action. But as people gathered near the Miller Park seating area before last weekend's games, there was support for data science. Kurt Petsky of Fredonia says general manager Stearns saved money for most of the year by adding to the Brewers' bullpen and not signing expensive starting pitching.
They weren't worried about getting like aces from these other teams where you're paying them millions and millions of dollars. And he's going by the metrics of, hey, this guy is good against left-handers, good against right-handers. I mean, you know what I mean?
Sandy Kroner of Slinger says sabermetrics adds an intellectual component to the game.
Yeah, it's more of a head game than it always is a physical game sometimes. And I think that's why a lot of women really like baseball, because you get both. You get a physical match and you get a head game too.
The fact that the people who pay the Brewers' salaries like having sabermetrics probably means it's here to stay, at least for now. Principal owner Mark Attanasio says David Stearns' analytical skills were one reason he was hired. But Attanasio says old-fashioned player development or coaching is still very important.
You know, you can get the players that have that aptitude or ceiling, but you have to be able to then develop them. And I think our guys, if anything, are as hard on themselves and, well, what could we have done better with, you know, fill-in-the-blank player?
All the other Major League Baseball teams also use sabermetrics. Brewers fans are about to see how far their coaches and data analysts take a team that has never won a World Series. Chuck Quirnbuck, 89.7 FM, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.